Thank you for listening. You're listening to Medicine Remix.
Thank you for calling the Medicine Remix hotline. Please leave
message
at the sound of the beep. Thank you.
Hey D, hey Reesh, long time no speak. But not for lack of love, simply life has put me in a situation where there aren't enough minutes in the day to do all the things that I'd like to do, including listen, reach out, and do all that stuff between, my 24-hour caring job for my mother, who's not really autonomous at the moment, but also doing Anchor, which is something that I have to do. It's almost like it's kind of the thing keeping me sane right now. But anyway, I did a segment on my station about hip-hop, rap lyrics, and philosophy, really. But it was involving the Wu-Tang Clan, and I thought, hey, better reach out to my boys over at Medicine Remixed. I wanted to know if you can let me know, maybe on a segment on your own station, what is a lyric that you think is absolute bullshit when it comes to the actual words, but that just pops to life when it comes to the flow of it in its context. If you do that, I'd be happy to echo it and have a conversation going on about that. Take care, boys.
What's going down, Anchor Town? What's really good? Podcast hood.
What it is?
It's your boy Reesh. It's your station, Medicine Remixed. Big ups once again to one of our favorite humans, the man, the myth, the metaphysician, Project Patrick, aka Patrick Daniel from The Great Everything. What an amazing and fascinating request. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So in an attempt to stay true to our Medicine Remix theme, I'm going to try to weave some medicine into this discussion about the difference between written rhymes and the delivery of those rhymes by comparing essentially one of the central dogmas of creative expression, which I would argue is something to the effect of, it's not what you say, but it's how you say it. Yeah. And how that relates to the central dogma of biology, which is essentially the flow of genetic information from DNA to RNA to ultimately protein inside our cells, the process collectively known as gene expression. So stick with me here. In the context of rap, the two major processes at play are writing the rhymes and delivering the rhymes. It's bigger than hip-hop. In the context of genetics, the two major processes at play are transcription and translation. So think of DNA as a set of rhymes from a ghostwriter over a beat from a master producer. The double helix of which is the acapella and the instrumental. If the acapella is isolated and transcribed as the written rhymes, it could be analogous to the transcription of DNA to RNA. And delivering those transcribed written rhymes in the recording studio by the rapper, aka the ribosome, in this science nerd analogy. That process of delivering is known as translation. So the messenger RNA, which conveys the genetic information from DNA to the ribosome, can be thought of as the genetic rhyme book, if you will.
Oh, okay.
And instead of different sequences of a 26-letter alphabet to make up different words, the genetic alphabet consists of four letters, A, T, C, and G.
Whoa.
A is adenine, T is thymine, C is cytosine, and G is guanine.
Yes, sir.
These letters are the nucleic acids that make up DNA.
Yeah.
So if you're still with me, every three letters in the long sequence of genetic letters in a gene is referred to as a codon, which we can consider the words in a rhyme, aka a whole gene, in this crazy-ass analogy. So these triplets, or codons, are read by the ribosome, aka the wrapper, in the recording booth of the cell, known as the cytoplasm, and then translated into an amino acid, which makes up the final verse, or protein product. So if the transfer of information happens smoothly, the right protein is ultimately expressed. Which, back to Patrick's point of when a sequence of seemingly meaningless rhymes are delivered with the correct flow, the result can be a profound expression of meaning. Take Big Pun's opening verse on Twins, Deep Cover 98, and specifically the line, "Dead in the middle of Little Italy. Little did we know that we riddled two middlemen who didn't do diddly."
Dead in the middle of little did we know that we riddled two middlemen who didn't do diddly.
In what is arguably one of the hottest rap couplets of all time, Big Pun lyrically assassinates this rhyme while rhythmically explaining a hit gone wrong which killed innocent bystanders instead of the dude they were trying to target in this line. When you hear someone who screws up the delivery of a rhyme, if they're offbeat or if they miss a word, the expression of the meaning of that rhyme is ultimately lost. We can regard such a mistake as a mutation in our analogy. So there are many different ways you can fuck up the delivery of a rhyme, just as there are many different types of mutations. But there is one particular type of mutation known as a silent mutation, which does not change the intended expression of the genetic code. Which brings me to the question Patrick asked of an example of a lyric that looks like absolute bullshit or even a mistake when it comes to the actual words, but comes to life in its expression through its proper delivery. And hopefully this example that I'm about to give will tie together that hardcore science analogy that I desperately tried to make work for the sake of Medicine Remix. And that example is none other than Eminem's line in the song Criminal from the Marshall Mathers LP, where he says,
"An animal case to turn crazed, but how the fuck you supposed to grow up when you weren't raised? So as I got older and I got a lot taller, my dick shrunk smaller, but my balls got larger. I drink more liquor to fuck you up quicker than you'd wanna fuck me up for saying the word."
So as you may know, white rappers, and all white people for that matter, are famously not allowed to say the N-word, a rule that Eminem acknowledges by setting up the rhyme scheme in a way that makes it clear which word he would get fucked up if he said, and by not saying it, a word that he basically makes you rhyme for him in your own head.
Whoa.
This is a rap silent mutation at its best.
The best!
Hopefully that made some actual sense and actually answered your question somewhere in there, Patrick. So much love to you and the whole Daniel crew, my dude. You're listening to the one and only Medicine Remixed.
I got a question!
Medicine Remixed.
Thank you for calling the Medicine Remix hotline. Please leave
message
at the sound of the beep. Thank you.
Man, Reach, I'm just checking your show out. I feel real smart right now, bruh. Damn it, I'm gonna quit and go get a master's degree by listening to your show. That was hot, bro. All right, man. I'm gonna keep listening. That stuff is really cool.
Listen, we don't have much to go by, so if you guys would please just like and subscribe anywhere you see anything.
Medicine Remixed.
Like the shit out of it. Just click on it. It doesn't cost you anything. Just move your fat finger and click on it. You're clicking all kinds of other shit at work when you shouldn't be. God damn it.
Yeah.
But we appreciate it, and that's really, you know, the only surrogate market we have to go by. And listen, the other thing is, fucking tell people about it, man.
Tell your friends about us.
Tell your friends. I mean, I'm always amazed, man, when people think people are famous. Like, I've never been starstruck, ever. And the reason I've never been starstruck is because somebody said to me once, you know, the only reason that person's famous is because you made them famous.
Right.
I was like, what are you talking about? And they're like, stop caring who the fuck that is.
Yeah.
Watch how famous he is now. And it's like, holy, it's like, fuck, you're right.
We give things meaning, man.
Yeah, absolutely. And
we give words meaning. We give
everything, man. And when, like, people think, like, oh, you know, my friend's an artist. He wants to make it big or whatever. You know something? Fucking support that. I mean, if he sucks, he sucks. But if he's even halfway good, man, you make people famous. I don't think people realize that. You make things important. And damn it, make us famous is what we're saying. Fucking tell people. No, but my point is that the only way this is going to get out and it's ever going to grow any legs to it is if people tell other people about it. And listen, if you don't like it, thank you for suffering through it. We love you. And if you like it, well, fucking tell somebody, man. And to be real honest, the feedback that we've gotten back so far, fucking great, man.
We appreciate it. Well, we're having a good time doing it. And this is our way to be creative within a field that really is an art and a science. But the art has been taken out of it for creative people in medicine. And there's a lot of them. There's a lot of, like, super talented people.
Absolutely.
This could be a forum for those people looking for a different way to express their craft through a more creative means.
Hit us up.
Yeah.
All right. We love you. Peace.
Peace.